Very happy to have joining us right now the Browns Director of Personnel, John Sandusky. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Vic.
All right. Well, a lot going on down here in Mobile at the Senior Bowl, and I guess the first place to start with you in your capacity is what this week is all about, and kind of break down in general what the Browns personnel contingent is doing, A, and then B, what you specifically are doing this week.
Right. This is just another piece to the puzzle. You know, the whole draft process, it's a year-long thing, and the Senior Bowl and Combine are two of the final pieces that we put together and kind of use it to break ties, if you will. What we do down here is we have our college scouts, obviously, down here. They're assigned a cross-check position, and they are assigned to interview those guys at nighttime, during the day, really whenever they can get a hold of them.
Right.
And so we have 9 area scouts that will be doing the interviews. John Spytek does a great job of delegating that work from a logistical standpoint.
He's director of college scouting,
exactly. And then we go to the practices. We get to look these guys in the eye, which I think is very important to see how they react to coaching. How do they communicate things that you can't see on tape?
Right.
Really, essentially, is what we're trying to see.
And that's such a great thing that you bring up, because you're looking for something that isn't maybe apparent to the masses, and you have specific, and I'm sure you're going by previous examples and comparisons through your career, John. What are some of the things, and you don't have to necessarily name a guy, but give me a specific of what you would notice in a player, let's say on the good side, that would tell you, and I guess it's a position specific, about the types of things you want to see. And let's use offensive tackle, for example.
Okay, good example. Really, in over all the positions, what I like to look at is their athletic ability. Can they stay on their feet? Do they have a good base? How do they react to sudden change of direction from the opponent that they're going against? Things of that nature. Now, you can break it down with offensive tackle. Just watch that guy. How many times does he sustain his block throughout the course of a play? Does his guy get on his edge? Does he slip down to the ground? Does he, you know, give up his leverage? Really, when you're looking at offensive tackles, you're looking for them to have a good base, play stout, but also have the footwork that, you know, when things aren't perfect, that they can recover and slide and mirror the guy in front of them.
And when you have the chance to visit with these guys and get into a little bit about what they're about, how long? I know at the Combine you have these sessions, and they're timed because just for time management's sake for everybody's, so that each team has their opportunities. I think it's 15 minute
yes,
max?
Yes, exactly, 15 minutes.
Here there are no restrictions on time.
No, there aren't. The restrictions are really on both ends, because you're trying to find a bunch of different guys. So you don't want to spend all your time with one guy, then meanwhile another guy walks right by you and
yeah.
You could have had him. So
sounds like us getting interviews.
It's a bit of a game, yeah. It's a bit of a chess piece. It's very similar to what you do, trying to juggle all your people.
So you want to get enough, but not to the extent where it sacrifices an opportunity
exactly.
to get somebody else.
Exactly.
And do you have a game plan of and who from the Brown staff is assigned to do these? Is it everybody who's here from the personnel department?
Pretty much, yeah. And the area scouts really do a bulk of the work. Myself and John Spytek will grab a few guys, but really the area guys are really doing the dirty work on the
sure.
floor. And we have a list of questions that they try to follow. Mm-hmm. If there was something that came up in college, we'll try to nail them on that just to see how they react to it.
Yeah.
You can tell if they're telling the truth by looking in their eye and the tone of their voice half the time. So it really is invaluable to be able to talk with them face to face.
And most of it is on the basis of if there is a background issue, obviously those are the guys you're going to have more intense questioning with,
right.
because something shows
right.
up about their character.
Yeah, the good guys that are clean all the way through, they're really easy. I mean, and usually they communicate that well within the first 3 minutes of your interview. So, yeah.
Do you get with any player, do you get a chance, like say quarterback, is it a matter of also doing the classic putting them up on the board, a dry erase board? Do you have those opportunities where you want them to draw up plays, or you're drawing something up and asking them to deal with it
right.
accordingly?
Right. We don't do that down here.
Okay.
We leave that for the coaches at the combine.
Okay.
And then we'll also have some private workouts as well as coaches interviewing them on the side over at the combine as well, so they'll be able to draw plays for the coaches.
So is it more on the personal conduct side versus the football acumen?
Yes, exactly. Okay. We may ask them something about their family background.
Right.
You know, how many siblings they have. Where did they, if they grew up in, you know, if they were born in Jamaica,
yeah.
Where are they, you know, when did they come to the U.S. and when did they start their high school? Those type of things.
Sure, you get those details. We're visiting with John Sandusky, of course, the Browns Director of Player Personnel, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily as we broadcast live from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl. And you've been, how many Senior Bowls is this for you in your personnel career?
This is 12 for me.
Wow.
Yeah, this is my 12th year. First nine in Philadelphia and then three here.
So, John, is it, there? I know you could say there's a sameness to them all, except for the fact that the players are always different. But does it get down to having a routine that you follow, or is there something with each one that maybe you try out something new and different that you'd say, okay, next year we're going to do this?
Not really, no. We pretty much stay to the script. I mean, you're really good. Everyone has their own different way of even watching practice. So some guys will be down on the field. Other guys will stay in the stands where they can get a bird's eye view, if you will. So really, it's personal. It's how you want to go about doing your business.
Right.
And then we trust our guys to make sure they have all the information they need.
What's your practice watching technique? Close by on the field or up in the stands?
I like a little bit of both. I like, you know, when they're doing the individual drills for linemen, I like to get down close, stay behind them if you can. 7-on-7, I prefer to be up in the stands where I can see the spacing of the defensive backs.
Right.
It just depends on the position and then the part of the practice as well.
Talking with Tom Heckert, the Browns general manager, about this week, one of the things he brought up was, you know, in terms of the numbers of players and the quality of this particular talent pool here, he said, this was on Friday's show, he said, you know, roughly about 63 was the number, and he said you're looking at maybe at the highest end of talent, low first round rating, downward from there. So, which is nothing wrong with that. You find a heck of a lot of good football players from a low first round down.
Exactly.
So, but what does that mean in the context of how you evaluate them? Is there a chance, what I'm getting at, is there a chance that who you went into this thinking is in that area can do anything this week to change your opinion about him as an organization?
I guess it depends a little bit on, you know, supply and demand. If there's four guys that we have ranked in the second round, maybe one of them separates themselves down here, whether it's in the one-on-one drills, maybe just the consistency throughout the week. But there'll be guys that do push themselves up a little bit. You don't want to go crazy, you know, overboard moving guys around based on a Senior Bowl or a combine, but I think they can separate themselves just a hair where they would get pushed up into the late first or mid first if they really have an outstanding week here and then go on and do really well at the combine. But really, you don't want to deviate too much from your tape work and what you've done in the fall.
You can't, out of, say, 63 guys or even whatever, 50, 40, I mean, those are big numbers to deal with in any context. In the short amount of time that everybody is here, part of this week, better part of this week, you can't study everybody. I get that. So how do you proportion your evaluation time? Did you come down with a plan of specific people you were going to look at?
I didn't. Our area scouts may have had a few questions about the guys they watched on tape, maybe to separate those guys.
Okay.
Maybe they're going to use this as a tool to do that. I like to get just a general feel for everybody when I'm down here. I like to see their body compositions, of course, how they move in individual drills, and so I can have a little bit of a flat, a clean slate to work from when I go back and re-rank my guys, maybe just tweak them one or the other. But this helps me really, like I said, break ties and give me a clearer picture of what they look like in person. And, you know, I can go back to my grades and look and see if I want to make any changes.
And it's interesting you said that, because does each individual you tell me where the cutoff is, but from, say, Tom on down in the personnel department, have your own individual rankings that end up becoming a consensus? That's how it's done?
Yep. We all have our own rankings, and we have a function in our scouting system that you can look at all the guys that you've typed. You can do it by position. You can do it by overall. And then you can tweak those a little bit. We really don't want guys to tweak them a lot, because We believe in the blink theory. You know, your gut reaction is oftentimes is the right one. So you don't want to really read media reports and change guy based on an unbelievable combine. Really, because the tape is what you're going off of. The eye in the sky doesn't lie, as the saying goes. So you want to stick with what your film work grades. You can tweak guys here and there based on their performances here in the combine. But yeah, we'll all have our individual rankings. We'll give that information to Tom. Tom does an unbelievable job of sifting through all the information, and then he comes up with a final ranking with our input. Who do you like better here or here? Okay, let's put him here. He's better than this guy. He's not as good as this guy. Let's put him here. And it's really an ongoing process, and we really hone in those last 4 weeks before the draft to get our overall board, which is 1 through 300.
You're anticipating the next question. So you're ranking about 300 guys total. And that's what each individual is doing before the consensus.
We have it by position, but then we also have an overall list, 1 through however many guys are in the draft.
Sure.
And so we'll go off both those boards when we're making our picks.
John, because there are – obviously this is the Senior Bowl, so no underclassmen here, and yet underclassmen such as Andrew Luck, such as Robert Griffin, you know, the quote, big-name players that are going to be in this draft and affect the rankings of the draft, how do we juxtapose that when you're here just focusing on the seniors, knowing that there are other underclassmen that come in and affect – how the rankings go? What's the process of just sort of separating, or is there a process for that?
Right. Well, you're still looking at what they can do. You don't want to deviate from the plan of, you know, this is their ability, this is where they belong, this is where they should be taken.
Okay.
You don't want to change that too much based on what the underclassmen are doing. Now, again, supply and demand.
Yep.
There's going to be some tweaking up and down just a little bit, but really you're just looking at what these guys can do. The underclassmen you'll look at separately, and you'll throw those guys up on the board where you feel comfortable taking them. And then it kind of sorts itself out from there.
On a little developing news today, Tim Houck has been hired as the Browns' new secondary coach, replacing Jerome Henderson. He comes aboard from the Titans staff, but interestingly, he had a long and distinguished playing career as a safety in the NFL. And you know him, you got a little story I know from him when you brought him aboard the Eagles, one of his stops in his NFL career. Tell me about that.
Yeah, he was one of Coach Reed's favorite players of all time. And, you know, we got into a pinch there in the playoffs. I forget what year, maybe 02 or 03, where we didn't have anybody. And we had two guys go down, and we needed a safety bad. And Coach Reed said, let's give Timmy Houck a call. So we called him up, and he was on a fishing boat up in Montana. And
literally
on a fishing boat. I don't know where he was, what lake it was, but he was up there. And he said, hey, do you want to play in the playoffs this weekend? And Tim was like, well, I guess I can. And sure enough, we got him back to the land onto an airplane. He was in our building the next day, and he just a testament to his football knowledge. He knew our system within one day.
Oh, wow.
And was able to be thrown out there in a high-pressure situation.
Yeah.
It's just a testament to his football knowledge and his football acumen.
I know that was an Eagles situation, but the Browns have some success with these guys on boats who end up coming. Remember Joe, the whole Joel Thomas story in the draft.
Right. More fishermen,
so
better.
So I think the fishermen angle, you might throw that in the profile as you're studying. Hey, great stuff, John. We really appreciate
Thanks
you stopping
for having
by.
Me. It was great being here.
Oh, outstanding. John Sandusky, he's the Browns Director of Player Personnel, joining us here live from Mobile, Alabama. The Senior Bowl as Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, continues its coverage here. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.